This is Real Estate Radio. The Eric Hatch team is highly motivated, innovative, and knowledgeable for all things real estate. This is Real Estate Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks so very much for tuning in to Real Estate Radio. As always, I'm your host, Eric Hatch of Hatch Realty. And I gotta tell you, I'm beat right now. A little bit pooped, a little bit worn out. Parenting is an interesting battle. I have two kids, Finley and Simon, the apples of my eye, but sometimes those apples get some worms in them, and I'm beat. My daughter, who will turn four at the end of October, is testing every one of those nerves. I'm assuming this phase will end in her 20s, but right now, we're in it right now. And I have to confess that I'm not a great parent all the time, because loving somebody that's just rambunctious like that and being constant with them is difficult. And so this is confessions time with Eric Hatch. And I got to tell you that sometimes my kids make me crazy, but man, I still love them. Like, I would do anything for those kids. I would stand in front of a bullet and a speeding train and do whatever it takes to take care of those kids. And there's something about being a parent that changes your heart. And I want to rewind back to 2010. It was 8 years ago, almost to the day, that myself and a group of people from the church that I worked at, First Lutheran, 15 of us went down to Haiti, to Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And we spent some time there taking care of some orphans. It was 8 months after the earthquake, where Haiti lost about 250,000 people. And we went down there, and these weren't even our kids. I can only relate this because I'm a parent now, and I know what it's like to have kids, but these weren't even my kids. And yet I saw this rambunctiousness in them, and I saw this beauty, and I felt compelled that I needed to do something. That moment with my daughter right now, where I know I need to do something, and I have to spend more time with her and be more patient and all that. And so I'm called to do that for my kids. But believe it or not, I'm called to do that for other kids too, especially the ones that have had the hardest chance and the hardest shake at life. And so myself and a friend out of Portland, Oregon, we started a movement called Sell a Home, Save a Child. And we've been working on this now for just over 3 years. We just surpassed the $1 million mark of dollars that we've raised between myself, between my friend Nick out in Portland, and all of our other affiliates. We've gotten our teams excited about it, and we're doing all sorts of random weird things, including having golf scrambles just to try to help some of these kids. Because they're not our future, they're our today. And as a parent now, even more than ever, I feel compelled to make an impact on this world and to influence one of these young people. And so the Sell a Home, Save a Child thing is something we're really excited about. It's the theme of today's show, is we're going to talk about kids. Yes, we're a real estate show, and real estate is something that we do. But Sell a Home, Save a Child is at the core of who we are. And so my main man, Tyler Hines, and I will be talking to you about that and a way in which you can get involved here in the next week or two. But gang, if real estate is on your mind, do me a favor, head to LiveFargoMoorhead.com, find out what your home is worth, or of course you can take a look at any of the houses that are on today's market. But before we go any further, let's find out what's happening with real estate news this week.
6 months into 2018, real estate groups list the top trends they're seeing for this year. For Real Estate Radio News, I'm JJ Gordon. According to industry insiders, the top three real estate trends to keep an eye on for 2018 are as follows. Trend number one, homes are selling on average faster than they did in 2017, a difference of an average of 83 days on market in 2017 to 63 days on the market in 2018. Trend number two is homes are listing higher than they did in 2017, an almost unbelievable 10% jump on starting home prices for new and used inventory means a higher sale price for sellers and a trend in buyers coming to the table with more cash on hand than they had in 2017. Trend number three, California holds the hottest real estate market. Combining statistics concerning listing views, inventory, and days on market, the Golden State is in the midst of a second gold rush. This time, it's homes, condos, and acreage instead of nuggets. This is your real estate news for this week.
All Okay, superstars, in studio with us, as promised, is my ginger mister from another sister, Mr. Tyler Hines of Hatch Realty. So good morning, Ty. How are you, brother?
Good morning. Doing well. Fully caffeinated.
Usually you are. How many coffees a day would you say you drink?
On average, probably 3 or 4.
So that's the smell that's emanating from you.
That's
really nice. Tyler, you are one of my favorite people in the world, and at the top of the hour, was talking about how tired I am because of having two kids and we're at these ages, but you have a really new, young family and you must be exhausted as well.
Definitely exhausted. Feeling it, needing the caffeine. We just had a little baby boy, Judah, born 2.5 weeks ago, so we're definitely feeling it.
So two boys now, right?
Yep.
Elijah and Judah.
Yep.
And Elijah is just over 2 years, almost 2 years old, right?
Yep. He's, 2 in October.
Okay. And so life for you is really busy. You have two in diapers.
That's correct.
One that doesn't stop and one that doesn't really start, but just cries a lot.
That's about it. It's milk, diapers, and try and get some sleep.
Yeah, no doubt. And Tyler, we have you on in studio with us. Of course, we want to talk about Sell a Home, Save a Child, but you have such a fascinating background and a fascinating life that has led you to Hatch Realty. Walk us through how you ended up in our arms. Is that the right embrace, is in our arms?
Yeah, that works. So how far back you want me to go?
Move along quick. We have a short show.
Right. Originally from the Twin Cities, but came up to school here at Concordia. And I went to Concordia kind of not really feeling like I knew who I was and how God had created me. So I just had a lot of questions. While at Concordia, God really rocked my world, I like to say, really got a hold of me. And gave a lot of clarity and purpose to who I am and who I'm called to be. And from that time, I got really involved in CREW, Campus Crusade for Christ, and then worked for them for 3 years, really going all over the world with the heart to make an impact.
I mean, you were from Russia to Bismarck, right?
Exactly. Yeah, all the way to Mandan even.
That's right.
So that's kind of the heartbeat that God's put in me for the last 10 years. And had a good friend, Kirsten Rieke, now Kirsten Herman, working at Hatch Realty, said, hey, you should come work with us. And I was like, nah, that's okay. But here I am 3 years later.
Well, and you figured out a way, and Hatch Realty has all walks of life. It has people who are passionate about their faith and folks who are curious and folks who really don't have a smidge of interest, right? It's a cornucopia of people. But you were drawn to our organization, not because you love real estate, but because you love people. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's true. Really, when I met with you, Eric, 3 years ago, I saw that real estate and Hatch Realty could actually be an opportunity for me to impact the lives of people still in a huge way in the real estate transaction, and also still get to do what I love, and that's working with people, networking, and really just demonstrating the love of God to people wherever I go. So it opened up actually more opportunity than I could have imagined.
You kind of want to hug this guy, don't you? Like, if you're not seeing him visually, he's as adorable in person as he sounds. Just oozes character. Did I just describe you as adorable?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it felt nice.
I liked it.
Tyler, in all seriousness and moving forward, one of the things that we have the same heartbeat for is the love of kids that are forgotten, the love of kids that are... abandoned, the love of kids that need somebody to care for them. Mm-hmm. Where did that start for you?
Honestly, I think it just started as God started to change my heart. But even thinking about growing up, I've always just had a passion for kids and the people who are left out. Mm-hmm. One of my top 5 strength finders is an includer.
Okay.
So I just, want to bring people in and gather people.
One of my top 5 is buffet. So yeah, it's really nice.
I think that's my number 6.
Okay, perfect. Tyler, we have at Hatch Realty started this thing called Sell a Home, Save a Child. For people that don't know what it is, how do you explain it to your clients?
Yeah, Sell a Home, Save a Child at its core, for us at Hatch Realty, is a way to give back, and it's a way to do it on a global scale. We can make an impact right here from little old Fargo, currently to 5 different third world countries, specifically in those countries, we're reaching out to the poorest of the poor. Mm-hmm. Kids that are living in garbage dumps with no clean water, unimaginable situations. And so really it's a way that we can, like I said, have a global impact right here in our own little Fargo.
About a year and a half ago, you and some other members of Hatch Realty went down to Nicaragua to actually serve these kids who have been in the sex trade industry and living in garbage dumps and forced to prostitute themselves just so their family can eat at the age of 10 and 11. Like, unforeseen circumstances that I can't imagine. And yet it is existing all over the world right now, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We went down there knowing that that was a situation, and you know, hearing it, it definitely breaks your heart. But when you see it and you see those kids and you look in their eyes, it just does something to you that absolutely wrecks you.
Tyler, it's not logical to go down to Nicaragua when you live in Fargo, North Dakota, and you're in the cushy state, right? There's not much logic to go down. And in fact, I was scheduled to go down to Nicaragua next month to do mission work as well with Sell a Home, Save a Child. And unfortunately, they're in the middle of a civil war right now. Yeah. And literally hundreds of people are dying from conflict. And it's just, there's a world out there that for us doesn't seem logical. Mm-hmm. And you and I were talking before the show started about a couple of your clients who have purchased homes or purchased lots, excuse me, in rundown neighborhoods that maybe aren't the premier spots in town. And they're choosing to build homes, which financially has no logic to it whatsoever, because they're putting in much more than they're going to get in a return of investment. But why are they moving there? Because it's not logical.
Right. Yeah. These clients have really sat down with me and said almost the opposite of every single client that I ever meet with. They've said, we want to go to neighborhoods that are in need, that maybe are a little bit unsafe, that we can really help and make a difference. And they're running right towards it and really with a heart to uplift and change that community from the inside out.
I don't know if I'm that radical, Tyler.
I know. Me too.
I'm fascinated by it. I'm turned on to it by what they're doing. And yet very few of us are called to be that illogical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that some people are extremists like that, because that's what's needed, is people to go and to be there not just for a week like you and I have done in Nicaragua, but to be there for a forever. And to go to the places that are really needed. Because that's at our heart, both you and I many of the people at Hatch Realty as well. And so what I want to fascinate our audience with here is to give an idea of them not having to be the extremists of building a home in a rough neighborhood. And instead, maybe we want to start with a little baby step and a way to get involved. And we have something really cool coming up in just a week or so with a golf scramble. So how can people learn about this? How do they get involved? And how do they take a little baby step of getting involved?
Yeah, with the golf scramble, I believe there's still open spots.
There are, yeah. We have room for six or seven more teams for our Sell a Home, Save a Child golf scramble.
Yeah, so sign up online, get a group together. Come, there's going to be a lot of information about Sell a Home, Save a Child there. Otherwise, we have a lot of information on our website, links that you can go to. And so, yeah, I'd say definitely come check it out.
And it's Monday, July 23rd. Mm-hmm. And so really that's 8 days from as this airs, Monday, July 23rd. And we have room for more teams. If you want to just take a little baby step to help out some kids, if you're anything like me and you have a heart that's been broken, or anything like Tyler and you've experienced it and you've been changed, or even if you're looking for a little spitfire in your heart, consider getting involved. And so the Sell a Home, Save a Child Golf Scramble, again, Monday, July 23rd at the Moorhead Country Club. You can register as an individual or as teams, and all you have to do is go to livefargomoorhead.com. Tyler, my man, thanks for being here. Always love having you in studio with us, and I appreciate you being a ginger brother from another mother.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
All right. Folks, we're going to head to break. In the meantime, go to livefargomoorhead.com, sign up for our golf scramble, and we'll see you in just a moment. This is Real Estate Radio with Eric Hatch. Don't
survive. I was born. Stick around. More Real Estate Radio with Eric Hatch after this. I'm This is Real Estate Radio. The Eric Hatch team is highly motivated, innovative, and knowledgeable for all things real estate. This is Real Estate Radio.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio. As always, I'm your host, Eric Hatch, and it's time now for the Eric Hatch team's picks of the week here on Real Estate Radio. Gang, we have some screaming deals I don't want you to miss out on. So follow along, head to livefargomorehead.com or get out a pen and paper and take some notes because we have some awesome places. Let's start in Tower City, North Dakota. Have you been to Tower City? Really a charming community. And here at 803 Ordway Street in Tower City, you have ample opportunity for massive space and a minimal price. $120,000 is going to get you, no joke, 3,712 square feet. Let that sink in for just a minute because that is such a low dollar per square foot. Like, you can't get that in Fargo. You can't get that in West Fargo. You can't get that in Moorhead. But here in Tower City, you're going to get 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 2 garage stalls. Folks, if you were to buy this house in Fargo, the cost is going to be at least twice as much. And yet in Tower City, you have some added value. By the way, a possibility for 3 more bedrooms in the basement. All you have to do is add some egress windows. You and people that you love and even people that you don't love will have room to live in this house. We're also seeing an amazing living sanctuary on a huge double lot. You'll have a large kitchen, living room, dining room with vaulted ceilings and newer carpet. Folks, this is a special place, and I want you to consider making it your own. If you can't live out of town or you choose not to live out of town, I have a spot for you in town that's right at that sweet spot. The average sales price in Fargo is around $230,000 to $240,000, and here at $245,000, we are right at that sweet spot. 5548 60th Street South in Fargo in the Deer Creek edition. By the way, I love Deer Creek because it feels like you're a little bit in your own little community, and yet you're 5 minutes away from everything that you need. This 3-level split with over 2,000 square feet has the 333 dance, 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, and 3 garage stalls. Here's what you're going to love about this place, though, is the vaulted ceilings, the open concept main living area, stainless steel appliances, kitchen island, laminate wood floors, gas fireplace in the living room. Ugh, I could go on and on, but instead you should go in and in. Folks, if these two haven't tickled your fancy, I'm convinced this last one will out in West Fargo. We're at 1131 Legion Lane West in West Fargo. This is the Brooks Harbor edition. And for $319,700, you're going to get a brand new house. In fact, this is a 2018 Spring Parade home. And so if you know anything about those parade houses, you know that they're built to the nines. Like the fanciest of the fancy. Every upgrade you would want is in this. It is a 3-bed, 3-bath, 2-story Arlington plan, which is certainly going to impress. We're vinyl plank wood flooring, quartz countertops, custom cabinets, tile blacksplash. Backsplash, there it is, stainless steel appliances, center island, a large pantry. Folks, this place shows so stinking well. So consider checking it out. Consider going over and calling this house your new place, your new pad, and all you have to do is arrange for a showing. So feel free to contact us at livefargomorehead.com or give us a call for these or any other properties at 701-369-4839. Folks, we're running out of time, and I want to hit you with a few things before we go too far and send you on your merry way. We, of course, have our weekly tip from Lars Knobloch of Nordic Inspections and Nordic Companies. Here's what he's filling our brains with today. Did you know that people install a backup system for their sump pump after they've experienced it failing? A backup sump pump can operate from a 12-volt battery or through water pressure. Lars recommends installing a backup system sump pump before you experience it failing. And man, that's the truth. If you have a basement, it's just a matter of time until it takes on some water. And so be proactive and not reactive with that. Lars, thanks for that great tip. I, of course, want to talk about one more time this Sell a Home, Save a Child movement that we're so passionate about. We think that kids are everything, and it's ingrained in the DNA of the people at Hatch Realty. And so our team members choose on every single closing, both the company and each team member that's a part of it, to give a portion of the commission that they make each time to two places. One is to sell a home, save a child, which helps underprivileged kids around the world. And the other is we also give locally. Locally, we choose to give together to the Dorothy Day Food Pantry. On top of that, we're actively volunteering each month with the Dorothy Day Food Pantry. I'm passionate about places like the United Way and all the spots like Charism and places where kids are being loved and the needy and those who are desperately in need of some extra help are getting serviced. And so by all means, don't feel like you have to change your life. In fact, this isn't a call or a challenge to change your life, but instead it's an invitation to say that if you're interested in doing just a little more good, we'd love to serve alongside you. Our community is filled with people like Tyler's clients who are going to places that are unorthodox and that aren't necessarily the logical places to go because they're called to make a serious impact. And most of us aren't called to live in that kind of extreme, and instead we're called to just find that next step. So don't let your action be inaction, and instead, let's do something. Consider getting involved with our Sell a Home, Save a Child Golf Scramble on Monday, July 23rd. All you have to do is go to livefargomorehead.com to get signed up, or find a way to volunteer to do one more good thing today or this week or this month that you had done previous. As we crescendo towards being a community that completely takes care of one another, we're living in a pretty great world. So, folks, on behalf of the wonderful people at Hatch Realty and, of course, the great people at KFGO, thanks so very much for tuning in. As always, I'm Eric Hatch on the Mighty 790 KFGO.